For more on what it will take to increase the size of the U.S. military, we spoke with retired U.S. Army General Gordon Sullivan. He's the former Army Chief of Staff and current president of the Association of the U.S. Army. He says what's been reported, that the president wants to boost the permanent active duty military by as many as 70,000 troops, is a tall order.
My hunch is it's going to be very, very difficult to do that, but it's not impossible. I think we need to accept the fact that propensity to serve is down. As you may know, I'm sure somebody has said this before, only 3 out of 10 people in America are actually eligible to serve in the Army. That's mentally, physically, or morally eligible to serve. And of that 3, a number of them are already in college. So the cohort of people we're looking at is actually relatively small. And it's very competitive.
Sir, you mentioned a term. I want to go back to that. You said that there is a lower propensity to serve right now. What do you mean by that?
The numbers are down. There's a war. The economy, the American economy, is pretty good. And some key communicators are telling young people that, you know, there's other ways to spend your life, and you don't want to get involved in that.
General, as we just heard in Tom Bowman's piece, it appears that the military is meeting its recruiting goals, but in part because of relaxed recruiting standards. Tom has reported in the past that 1 in 6 Army recruits last year had a problem in their background that would have previously disqualified them from military service. So the military is meeting its goals, but the question is, what kind of military are we getting as a result?
I think we're getting an okay military. I'm out and around looking. I just came up from Fort Jackson, where they are training initial entry troops. Some of what you're talking about, those numbers mask a certain reality. One, the Department of Defense is willing to take people who are older that would have been disqualified before. I saw a couple of soldiers down at Fort Jackson, one of whom was 32, and he couldn't have served before.
But these aren't just about age. The Army has granted waivers to 11,000 recruits. Some of them have serious criminal misconduct in their background, assault, robbery.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't get too hyper about what you're saying, because I don't know that for a fact. I'm sure there are some offenses which are being waived, but some, I would expect most of those would be weeded out as fraudulent enlistments.
General, you have 5 decades of military service behind you, so you know that the U.S. is in an unprecedented situation here. Never before has the all-volunteer Army deployed to war zones, plural, to war zones in such large numbers for multiple year-long tours of duty. Is this sustainable, even with the increase in troop levels that are now under consideration?
I can tell you, Michelle, it's not sustainable at the levels of activity we're seeing right now, nor is it in the best interest of anyone to have the U.S. Army and Marine Corps so embroiled in this conflict for such a long period of time when there are other parts of the world that might need the attention of active duty U.S. Army soldiers and U.S. Marines.
We have been speaking to retired U.S. Army General Gordon Sullivan. He's a former Army Chief of Staff, and he's the current president of the Association of the U.S. Army. General Sullivan, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.